Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa. Oh, could you stop that?
Yes.
Okay, we got some feedback and we don't know from where. Okay, let's see my phone.
It's not mine.
Not mine. No, we have full peace. I almost accused you, but it was my phone that played the music. Anyway, Accent On, Ilona Europa on LA Talk Radio. We are live and unusual things are happening when we are live, but we love it. And outside of that, of course, everybody probably tonight will try to listen again to our show and download our show because we have something so, so special. We have amazing talents here. And we have some news that is the first time, probably.
Not probably. This is first time.
This is first time that we have
of
a
what?
Very big star in a... We are creating the very big star. Or you are already a very big star. How do you want me to tell you, Rafael? Who are you?
I'm just human being.
I love you. He's sweet. No, we really have bad, very big news. And I am thankful for Władek Juszkiewicz, who I hope everybody knows that he is not only friend to LA Talk Radio and Accent On and my own personal friend, but he's coming here a lot. And I just loved it because he is a director of Polish Film Festival, and we are promoting our gala opening night and 10 more days of the festival.
19th edition of the Polish Film Festival.
17th of October, yeah?
19 yeah. Opening, years. Yeah. Hi, Władek.
Hello.
Are you alive?
I think so.
Oh my gosh. And I was just saying that thank you so much for organizing this meeting. Live meeting. I know that
we are lucky that they are here.
Yes.
Yeah. If you are not here, I couldn't organize that, but they are here. So.
Yes, but here, still, you know, sometimes people are so busy and they just cannot make it. But, you know, stars are aligned and stars came here to our studio. And, of course, outside of that, we have another beautiful star, my own friend. I love her dearly. We know each other for how many years? Maybe 15 or something?
A while.
And yes, we know many, many years, but you know, she's here not only because she's my friend, she's a pretty, pretty important person who really runs media and social media for very known company that people need to know about even more. If you can get a microphone, you can maybe start introducing yourself.
Okay, 1 second.
Come on, we are sharing microphone. Yes, we have a lot of... Yeah. Your name is?
I'm Ali Warner, and I'm here representing Blowfish Malibu, which is a women's footwear brand based out of Culver City. So we're definitely doing a lot of fun things, and it's really exciting to be here.
Yes, and Ali just came back from Milan, and she loves Europe. Her whole family is practically very involved in TV productions. Uh-huh. You know, we also can mention that your dad for so, so many years, he produced a lot of big shows, TV shows. Could you mention one or two titles?
My dad was really prominent with network news, so he did stuff for the Today Show, with Hardball, with Chris Matthews, with the Al Gore Network Current TV, and he did a lot of stuff there. So he's done a lot of stuff all over the place.
Yes.
Busy guy.
And he's a busy guy. I know he's always touring and always, you know, having great guests. And what kind of, he's breathing TV and production, and he's amazing. But you have also sister who she's an actor and a singer, yes?
She is, and she's been working her little butt off too, and she's, you know, as you guys understand the actor life, she
a bit.
A bit, just a bit. She, you know, she's working part time, but at the same time, she's hustling to get to where she wants to be in terms of her dreams.
So, the auditions.
Yeah, it's super admirable, and she's working in theaters and doing classes and workshops. So she's definitely paying her dues right now, which is really important.
Yeah, you know, we like to find out a lot about private lives of our guests, but the private things that they want to share with us, of course. But you know what I found out? What makes human human is probably more who they are in private life. And then, you know, the business part is very, very important, but that's really not who they really are. You know, they play certain roles. Mm-hmm. With you, your life, when you were coming here a few months ago, you were promoting your own blog because you write so beautifully.
Thank you.
You have the way with the pen that just when you read what you write, I see everything what you describe when you write. I just love your blog. Your name of your blog is?
It's Sparkles and Stilettos, but it's been dormant for a little while.
Yeah, I know so. You are busy right now. Yeah, you are working for another company for a few years.
We have to check it.
Yeah, yes, I mean, it's definitely, I write a lot. There's a lot.
It's like from the woman perspective, really, but
yeah.
She's...
Oh, yeah. So maybe I learned something.
You'll learn, yeah. It's good. It's for helpful sure. for yes. men for dating, especially. So if that's, you know, your situation, you'll be set.
And now, like 6 months, yes, you are really running a social media for this amazing shoe company.
Yeah.
And I can say that I'm the biggest fan, too. I had the pleasure to see a lot of the shoes
in alive person.
In a person. Yes, then I think they're doing something really, really cool.
Yeah,
and world is opening for them, looks like, yes?
Sorry?
World starts
world,
opening.
Oh, it's world. Completely opening. Yeah, they're doing so well. And the brand itself is just such a great place to be.
Name of the brand one more time and how people...
It's Blowfish Malibu. It's basically like it's their footwear that's designed to be like an afternoon in Malibu is kind of the vibe that we're kind of trying to push. So lots of sandals, lots of booties, lots of canvas, lots of really comfortable sneakers that you never want to take off. And, you know,
maybe just are, for night.
They're just, yeah. No, you sleep in them. You can sleep in them.
They have this it, the Malibu it.
Yeah, and like it really feels, and I'm a girl who grew up here and I understand Malibu really well. So I'm definitely really fond of it. And so when the opportunity came up, I couldn't say no. I was like, this is me. I'm the Californian girl quintessentially. So it was definitely an opportunity that presented itself, and it's been invaluable. It's been such a great experience. I'm really excited about it.
We'll be talking about your trip in a moment. Like I said, I mentioned that you came back from Milan. Uh-huh. It was a short trip, but, you know, from America to Milan, America in 2 days or three nights.
This
is something what the biggest stars that I have here in the studio doing all the time.
Okay, I don't have the chops for this, guys.
Let's give them the biggest round of the applause. Yay. Because they are the guests of Polish Film Festival. They are here, of course, promoting their own stuff. Then let's start from the most beautiful lady. In this room we need to say. Gorgeous!
Oh,
she's gorgeous. She's gorgeous. You are gorgeous. Your name is?
My name is Anna Prus. Good evening, Los Angeles.
She can have her own show, Anna. Yeah. And maybe, yes, Rafał, could you tell us your name?
Rafał Zawierucha.
Rafał Zawierucha. Anna, again, how you pronounce it? Can you spell
Anna,
your name?
Just Anna Prus, P-R-U-S, Prus.
Which means Anna. In Poland, we'll say Anna, two N's, but you are Anna Prus. And
Anna
everywhere,
Prus, yeah.
That's
everywhere.
How people talk. Yeah. And with you, when it's Rafał, you know, your
spelling... Rafał is easy because you know Raphael is like French Carla Bruni and et cetera, et cetera. But when you are talking when you're trying to speak my last name, it's quite difficult for people here.
What
so
will
I'm,
do about
I'm translating it to turmoil.
Do you think that people will be calling you from
it's
this moment
hurricane.
On by... Maybe Polanski?
No.
I'm young Polanski?
I can't tell you how people will talk about me.
Okay, I dropped this bomb, and we need to make even bigger, like a really big round of applause. Rafał, we will come back to all of our achievements, especially all of you again. But something is very unusual, and it's like dream can come true. You come to Hollywood, or you are living in Poland. One day you wake up, and you are...
In Hollywood.
In Hollywood,
actually,
playing...
I'm playing Roman Polanski in the Quentin Tarantino movie.
This is like...
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
This is like crazy because
premiere
like
will
that.
Be next year, so I would like to invite you, all of you guys, to the cinema.
But things like that don't happen. This is a typical Hollywood dream.
Yeah, it is. I know
that. I know that Anna is also having cool dreams coming up, and I think her movie will be very, very, very popular. But we are all living and breathing story, and we are proud of Roman Polanski also because he is one of the best director that we all know, and not because he came from Poland, but he is amazing director and has a very unusual life.
Yeah, very difficult life, actually.
Very difficult, very scary in a way. And having you bring this person to life in a way from the beginning, now we'll be seeing you when we talk about Polanski. That's how this works, you know?
It's nice.
How did this happen? You woke up one day and Tarantino called you and said,
No. I think that...
How does this happen?
I think that the director Quentin Tarantino is too busy to call me in person. But he's got really great crew, like casting director Vicky Thomas. She's amazing. And she called to my agent. She called my agent. And
how did she find out about you? Because she doesn't call me.
Ask her, not me. I don't know. You know what? You know, to be honest with you, it was like this. I was in my apartment in Warsaw, and my agent called me, and he said, you know what? They are calling from Hollywood, and they want to hire you. And I said, to which movie? They didn't tell yet, but, you know, they will tell in the future. So now you have to prepare a self-tape. And I said, yeah, okay. But, you know, the thing is, the point is that I knew, I don't know how, I knew that I would be here. Maybe it's too much what I'm trying to say now, but it was the biggest dream. It was like a miracle that they called me. And because actors and all over the world want to do something, you know, with Quentin Tarantino. So for me, it was like a jackpot.
It's really, really hard to breathe and stuff like that happens because you have this premonition that one day maybe
starstruck.
Starstruck. You know, I'm sure Anna, you are dreaming and you are here. You are dreaming your dream right now because you are in both continents and your movie probably will make a big stamp.
You're talking about Squadron 303.
Yes, we are talking right now because that's what you will be promoting. Yes. That's what Vlada Juszkiewicz
is. This movie, we open the festival on the 17th of October.
And we are talking about Gala, 17th of October, Egyptian Theater. And we
don't be late.
Don't be late. This is one of the coolest gala ever, not because we have amazing, amazing red carpet, gorgeous ladies. Hopefully you come too. Gorgeous, gorgeous ladies and people from all around the world. Even when it's called Władek Polish Film Festival, this is really...
This is International Polish Film Festival.
Yes.
Because we have so many films made outside of Poland too.
Yeah. And guests are from all over.
And guests are coming from all over, yeah.
But this first night is very special. This is... you are raising money for the festival in a way for the next year.
It's a fundraising, so there's no tickets or an invitation. And invitations are for our guests and friends and people who make donations.
And you could be one of 600 people who attend this gala. Like I said, it's a charming. It's like family. People are coming there year after year, and just you cannot miss this event because we all want to see each other and see how younger we are getting every year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with lots of stuff and clothes and food is amazing. Alcohol is amazing. And, you know, we have here once a month Peter Rubel, who has this amazing cuckoo liqueur that you probably...
Yeah,
know
we'll
the
be,
best.
We'll be served.
How many years he start? He was.
I think it's about 3 years.
He's 3 years with festival.
Yeah,
it's like you know you go there and we'll be drinking this amazing chocolate, alcohol that everybody knows is on your film festival.
Yeah, we have two Rubels on the festival.
We had already.
Peter Rubel is from Cuckoo.
Yes.
And other people, Peter Sebastian Rubel is actor which would be on the film Junkie.
And he was our guest. Peter Rubel to L. Also here, and he was our guest. This will be amazing night. And then, after all this food, all the pictures, all the red carpets, all hugging and kissing and looking in the, oh, you lost weight, you gained weight, oh, you like, so what you are doing? I'm playing Polanski, I'm playing in 303 Division. You know, this is like night that you cannot forget. And then after all the awards, because that's what is cool also about this
yeah,
night.
Yeah, we presenting awards at the beginning of the festival.
Then everybody's
all
happy.
All
you don't need to wait.
All the present the awards at the end.
Bite your nails,
even
you know.
They know who win. They go to the end. But we screen the films for the jurors before the festival. And right now we know which film already get the award. So
okay, we cannot say it, but we will tell people for sure. The people who cannot come, they will find out from me for sure and from
Wade. We can talk which film are screening. So Squadron 303
yes,
is
where
the opening and Anna is one of the...
Yes. Anna.
Not many ladies in the film because the film is about pilots, so it's...
Yeah, we have just two ladies there. Yeah. One Polish, one British.
And a gorgeous one.
Yeah, both are.
Oh, both are gorgeous. I don't know. There's another one. I saw a picture of you. Then I'm sure she's beautiful. How does this happen? All guys, we are talking about military. We are talking about pilots. We are talking about history. We are talking about history that is important from Polish side, from English. Very, very important side. World War II. You know, there was like... You can tell us a little bit about the story. I want people to know. We were mentioning last week what a little bit about story behind the movie, but from your mouth, Anna, to people's
sounds
ears
different.
And eyes will sound much, much different. Could you tell us how this happened? Did you get chosen to play the role? What is her name in a movie? And could you tell us something about the movie that people understand why it's so important to know the story behind the movie?
Because
the
history. It is important. Squadron 303, so Second World War, and we are talking about our heroes. They were the best, pilots, and they were shooting the most of amount of German Messerschmitts. It was just amazing. British people didn't believe in us at all. They were thinking that, okay, you know, those Poles, they can just, you know, go and they will never survive this war. So, like, just, you know, put them at the beginning. And they were so surprised. They were surprised totally that we are the best. Our guys, they are the best. And we have to talk about this history because I don't think everybody knows about that. And it's so important, like, even, like, can you see my skin now?
Because Oh, my gosh.
Because it's just, I have so many emotions, like, when I'm talking about this movie. And my character, Jagoda Kochan, it's not the real character. Like, we have, like, true story. We have about our guys. And then we have, like, both girls. They are, like, you know, not real characters. But we need to have some romances, of course. So we have, like, two parts of the movie. Polish part and British part. So I'm in this Polish part. Of course, like, I'm in love in Jan Zumba, so he's like main pilot and the most. Who's playing Maciek Zakościelny, our great actor.
Who will be our guest of the festival too? At the opening.
Yes, we are calling him.
So
our
the boyfriend and girlfriend will be there.
Yeah, the couple will come.
I don't see any wedding band on your fingers. That was only
only in a movie. Yeah,
but I'm sure you both had amazing charisma and that's great. Then you didn't see him after.
No, we didn't.
Filming now, you will see him on Polish Film Festival.
We are really busy. He's really busy also. Like, we are always traveling.
Okay, then the movie is done right now, and you are promoting movie. And thank you. We have big star here from this great, great movie that probably everybody needs to come and see. You know, I know how many people come from Europe and how many people really know this story a little bit more. But now seeing it, you know, on a big screen, and you will be going and promoting the movie in Chicago, in Seattle.
New York. Seattle,
When is the full release, the official release for the world? Do we know something about it?
This is the American premiere of the film.
Yes. And on LA Talk Radio and Accent with Ilona Europa. We
first time.
I'm so excited.
I would like to add one thing. She was talking about that the British didn't believe in the Polish pilots. You can compare to the squadron of black pilots in America, which wasn't, it's the same position. That they didn't want, the white pilot didn't want to anything with them. They didn't want to because there was a pilot who escorted them, the big one. And then eventually they asked for them to escort them like we suppose they ask them to be on the first line. So it's similar story. It's things happened.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for this role. Thank you for bringing love to the probably very, very tough situation, life situation that our pilots went through in World War II. But, and you are here. You are here for 2 weeks. You are leaving to Poland and you...
I'm leaving tomorrow, but I'm coming back in 6 days.
For my birthday.
She's just going to Poland to change the dress.
Yes. I have to grab some dress to cut to the red carpet,
But we also need to mention that you are pretty non-star in Europe. That you really have a very, very few very good movies that people recognize you by. And you have this great past. You're very young, but maybe you are very lucky that you are getting good roles and you are doing very good job and you
Thank
are awarded
you.
By being a great actress, then you always wanted to be an actor?
Oh, yeah. I think I was, since I was like 12, I think. It was my, I went to, how to call, like small theater academy for kids. And it was just, you know, all my life like that. So I didn't even think that I can do something else. It was just natural.
I had lessons also with Adam Hanuszkiewicz.
One of the biggest actor and director.
Our master.
Our master.
And it just happened, you know. Like, I also, you know, finished few different universities because my parents, they were like,
and you speak like four languages.
It's too less, still too less.
Four.
But I'm trying to develop myself all the time. But you know. Yeah, like Rafał said also about this city, guys. Like, you have amazing city here. You have amazing energy. You just, you know, we just need to know how to use it, how to, you know, change this for
something. I love California.
Something.
To be honest with you, I love this place. I feel that it's my place. But after Warsaw, after Poland.
But that's what I love that you say, because
like
really the two continents, they have like great connections.
Yeah.
And I think if you feel like you belong here, you and Hollywood will find a way to keep both of you here, and Poland will also keep you there, because you cannot lose heart. It belongs to both
your
places, or one place's
identity.
Yeah. But you are bringing the point of view that I think world is waiting for.
I tell you something. I was visiting like for a few days. I had free time because usually I'm a bit busy, but I had like 3 days off and I said, I have to go to Grand Canyon. So I visited Grand Canyon in Las Vegas just for one night. But what's going on in Las Vegas stays in Las Vegas.
First Las Vegas, so then Grand Canyon.
I can tell you, but yeah.
Did you lose?
No.
Why?
And
you
then
need to lose
I
in
came,
Vegas. That's why you go there.
And I came back to Hollywood and I said, finally, I'm back to home.
That's
and I
beautiful.
Said, what I'm talking about? I'm living in Warsaw, not here. So, you know, after 2 months being here, I feel like it.
You know what? This could be it. This could be something that you really need to...
I love this energy. You know, people here are really true. I mean...
Although we need to find out where you're really living right now. If this is like the good part of LA, great part of LA, dangerous part of LA.
Yeah, maybe,
we got a lot
maybe
of weird places here.
What are you sending? What kind of energy you're sending? You've got it back. Maybe that's what I'm talking about, you know.
So
I love people. I love to talk with them.
But be not like that a year from now when everybody will call you Polański. Then you'll be hiding with dark hair and mustaches and everything. Like, I won in Warsaw. And then in Warsaw, the same.
Even worse.
You have amazing amount of greatness coming in front of you. Because I know 1 year is 2019, yes?
Yes, next year.
Yeah, 12 months talking about that.
Yeah.
When do you start filming?
I came here the 2nd of August, and then the breaking news was like after 3 weeks, so I was here during the shooting 3 weeks, but I couldn't tell about it, you know, in Poland and everywhere, nowhere. So I'm feeling like 2 months, and then I've got like a few more days,
I know that. And then I'm sure you are packing and you are just buying little tiny place here or renting and you'll be just fine for a long, long time. Yeah, life will show.
Yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit about your past? Because Anna, of course, wanted to be always an actor. You probably acted.
I should say, I never. It wasn't my dream. No.
But probably, but I feel that also was your dream.
No,
forever.
My parents know the best. My mom.
Close to
know,
my friends.
My mom, she knows the best if it was my dream or not, because I used to lie to them all the time, and they were saying, like, you'll be an actor. You'll be a really actor because you're lying so great.
in the school, probably. You were the one that always make people happy, or just you brought the
happy
trouble.
Or crying.
Sometimes. Okay.
Always big emotions.
Well, we are going back. Maybe for the question, very important question that I had in my mind, and good. I know what I wanted to ask you. Do you like to play roles that are more dramatic? Oh, happy or happy? You seem like you're a really fun guy.
In my life, there is a kind of line that now I dream about characters more dramatics. You know, like more science fiction, more like James Bond or something. Oh. Like action movie.
The Vegas, like, that was good trip. Now you really need to.
Bad characters, bad guys.
Bad guys.
We'll see what the life will bring. You know,
No, you are putting in universe. You never know who is watching,
who
is listening.
That's what I'm talking about.
You're
talking
about that all the time.
Yeah. We are talking about, because the funny story was, I have to tell you, that 4 years ago exactly, we met in Moscow. In Moscow, we had another movie. I'm not talking about this movie, but I'm trying to say that we met there, and we were talking like, Anna, you know what? I want to work in Hollywood. I want to be an actor, famous actor.
And I said, yes, as well, I want to have...
I've got a goosebump.
Yeah, I remember, I'm sorry, I'm interrupting, but it's just, we were sitting in this motel, like really, like far away from Moscow, and it was so cold, and we were like, nobody's there at all.
Oh, the dream.
Yeah. One day we'll be in Hollywood.
and I said, we have to dream. We need to dream. Yes. Dream comes true, you know.
Absolutely.
And suddenly, after 4 years, I realized that she's here, and we are meeting in Hollywood. And we are talking with our friends in Poland, and we are saying the same things. You have to keep your way, your dreaming, even if it's too hard for you now.
And parents allowed children dream, because these two, and me too, I always wanted to be on a stage. I was a singer in Poland and doing lots of stuff here too.
It wasn't a dream for me, you know, to be honest with you. I want to say that the biggest dream, it wasn't like that I will work with Quentin Tarantino, with Margot Robbie, with Brad Pitt, with Leo DiCaprio.
Oh, stop it.
It was like, I want to work more and somewhere else than in Poland. I want to talk about our filmmakers from Poland, about huge and great filmmakers.
Amazing,
like Polański, like Wajda, like Hoffman, like Marczewski, like a lot of. I can tell you now about my program for Discovery Canal Plus as well, because I'm the host there. Yeah, but maybe next time. So I had a meeting with them in Poland, and then I'm meeting filmmakers in Europe. And now I'm working with the biggest director, one of the biggest directors all over the world, and I'm saying, God, thank you.
We are so proud of both of you. You know, I know we can call him the lucky one, but somebody needs to win $1 million. Somebody needs to be a lucky.
And someone had to earn $1 million.
And that's... Yeah, even less. But people are working very, very hard. But I know that you are here sent from the sky to change maybe a vision of a lot of people who know a little bit about Roman Polański. And by how you will portray this character and that person who is alive still, this will stay forever. I'm not saying you have an easy job to do. No, it's scary.
It's really... big story, and we can talk hours, but what I want to say, it's like, I definitely, we can trust Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, he will find
he
out.
He knows.
Yeah, the line
doing.
Between what really people need to remember and the judgmental part of everybody's...
I can't talk about it.
We cannot talk about it. I'm saying what we know about his life.
But did you talk to Polański?
Not yet.
Wife of Roman Polański,
in
festival, like, what was it, two years ago.
Yeah.
You know, Władek, you are doing magically well in Hollywood, but this festival is surrounded by how many festivals?
300 a year.
300 festival. film festivals.
Other festivals too, but I'm talking about just film festivals.
And being successful year after year and making really this festival so strong that people just really wait for. They are waiting for this festival to happen, and we always, what will be the next? What will happen the next? And you somehow don't look tired. I don't know. Even in festival when everybody's like, how he's doing? He's like, easy going. Everything is fine. I don't get it. Yeah, I don't get it. I know you told me once that really inside you are boiling. Your blood is really very nervous, but you are bringing this easiness about you. And it's just the mood. This is like, you know, what you give, that's what you receive. And I think you give us this pride and joy of what you
this
bring
what
to
we,
the
you
table.
Know, we you all, like Paul, who lives here, they're waiting for the end of September. Then when the banners get hang on the light poles,
you and feel like
they,
it's
oh,
our
we, you know, they feel something happened, and the banners are hanging for 1 month. So with the big city, make the drop of information that the festival is there. It's important. And I talked today to her. Oh, I saw it already.
Banners, children are born.
Driving yeah. bar and pointing there. So I hope they will not make an accident.
okay. Ali, that was so cute because I introduced you to Sam, who is the head of owns the radio station, LA Talk Radio. And we know how important it is to have talent like you have. You know, to have the way again with the words and put them on the paper and make people to want to read what you write. And your words right now are focusing on a shoe company that I know is something so important to you, because the power was given to you mm-hmm. to make this company flourish and make people to be aware, especially in the social media, which you know most of people really go there. And visually, this company really does great job when it comes to pictures and having beautiful, young, unusual artists wearing the shoes. Mm-hmm. And they just promoting by not even promoting, because even without promotion, they're walking with the shoes. Uh-huh. Then tell me, when you flew to Milan, you know, for 2 days, and I know you like to travel.
Yes.
Now you have all these exciting Europeans around you, and you were surrounded by a lot of greatness there in Milan, because fashion world is there.
It was during Fashion Week, actually. It was
then
crazy.
You got not only filmmaking, but you got all the glamour and unusual business that we call beauty and clothing and shoes business. Uh-huh. What did you bring back to Los Angeles?
Oh, I went shopping.
Clothes. Shopping.
I shouldn't have gone shopping, but I went shopping. I found a Gucci store and I spent way too much money, but it was worth it. It was my souvenir for myself. But I'm actually headed to Paris for my birthday in 10 days.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey, you're a Libra.
I'm a
like
Libra.
Me.
I am. My birthday is the 14th. When's your birthday?
12.
So close.
Yeah. But we are going.
Of October.
Yeah, we are going to Europe. We'll be in Warsaw in December also.
December?
Yes, with my daughter. And then we'll spend first vacation, winter vacation from Natasha, who never really was living around the snow.
You have to go to Zakopane, definitely.
We will go because we'll be in Krakow. We'll be in Warsaw.
I love skiing. I love skiing.
Oh my gosh, that's what we are taking her. I just bought her the winter shoes first time, like with fur inside. And she's like, oh, mama, are you sure? I'm like, hello, girl. You don't get it. You don't know how cold it could be. But yes, she's just loving Poland. She's loving Europe. And
yeah, we're making unofficial plans to move to Europe together. So.
Yeah, so there are two friends. And yes. Yes, Natasha, for sure. She wants to work in Europe and bring these two worlds together and learn from both sides of the world. What is the difference between America and Europe? You know, because you are really an American. What do you see? You know, you're putting her on a spot. You know, what do you see as the biggest plus? Let's talk about plus.
Of what, America? Or
no, America, everybody knows what is great about America. Yeah. But what is great about Europe?
For me, whenever I go to Europe, because I do travel a lot and I do enjoy traveling way more than I possibly can afford to enjoy traveling. But every time I go, I feel like I come back with something in terms of like mindset. You know what I mean? So I go and I, like this past time I was in Milan and I was there for work, and I had always, it, like talking about dreams, making dreams like the motif of your show today. But like, you know, I always dreamed about going to Milan or going to Europe for work. And then I was there and I'm walking around by myself eating a gelato. And when you're walking around and you're having this moment where you're, it kind of hits you and you're just like, holy crap, like my dreams are coming true.
Oh, different dreams.
But they're all different, but yes. It hits you, and like it hit me and I got all emotional. I was walking around.
She has goosebumps.
Because no, it's like that feeling you get where you're like, it was all worth it, you know? And it was worth all of the bad heartbreaks. It was worth all of the bad jobs. It was worth all of the commuting. It was worth everything that you put into it. And then you're there and it's just like, holy crap, this actually came true. So I think Europe for me has been a place where I've done a lot of self-discovery. And every time I go, I kind of learn something new about myself, and then I come back. So like this past time, it was very much like, you've earned this, like you've done this for yourself. The time previously to that, it was like,
am I allowed to even leave this place and like search for yourself?
Exactly. Yeah. And it was like the time before that, I went and did like a very ambitious 7-city road trip through Europe with a friend. And it was more of like a goal to myself to accomplish it and be like, I've never done something this complicated and aggressive, but like I want to do 7 cities in 2 weeks and I'm going to do it. And then it was a test to myself of like, can I accomplish this? So in that sense, I think Europe is a great place to test your abilities, to learn about yourself. And LA and California and the States does that too. But for me, and I think that this is something Natasha and I have talked a lot about, that our souls are just so European, where we have that mentality and we go there and we feel like we're home.
Look at you. That's, you know, yeah. It's a beautiful, I just love the show. I know she speaks the truth. Oh, and it's just beautiful that you feel here in home and you feel here in home.
And it's vice versa. She feels there in home. Yeah.
We love America. But
like,
you know,
I
you
love
can.
California too. Like, obviously,
course,
California is
like?
My DNA. Yeah, but it's beautiful. I'm so excited. 10 days.
She's a writer. I know she's a writer. And obviously, Natasha, my daughter is working with film industry also. And then she will be in London, working in London, probably, or in Warsaw, too, because she loves Warsaw. But they're deep thinkers, these girls. You know, they're very well educated. And America is so far away, and a lot of people here just have no time or are afraid to spend money to go there. It's easier to spend money somewhere very close to America. Then I think I am loving that young people rediscover the possibility of just traveling there, and they are just at awe that Europe is so vibrant, so smart, so colorful. And you know, America welcomes Europe right now with open arms more and more, which means the world is a small place.
There's an amazing quote that I think is really relevant, but it's, travel is the only thing you can buy that makes you richer. And I think it's so beautiful, it hits the nail on the head, where you're like, 100%. You come back and maybe you spend too much money and maybe you buy a Gucci belt and like maybe you do all this stuff, but you come back and you're just so much wealthier in terms of your cultural experience and your idea of the world and your idea of people and humanity and your food, like everything you come back with, and you're like, exactly. Now I know what a dumpling is, you know, like you have that.
Oh my gosh, a pierogi.
My mom
could be with us on a Polish film festival with your sister. You know. Okay, we were talking about Natasha Emira singing, and yes, and she will be all our friends. Then she has this amazing song, I think, that we are very proud of, and it just belongs to some great movie soon. Then let's listen to Natasha calling out to me.
Yay.
In the darkness I can see a glimpse of who I wanna be. Dancing moments in the air. I wanna run, see what I can become until I won. I'm running far and wide, searching land and sea. I never thought I'd find my destiny. starlight I can see. Imagine who I'm gonna be.
I am of all of us, and of course my daughter too. That's so cool. But we all are looking for our destiny, and I think destiny is knocking to our doors. We just need to know when to open the door and not being afraid to just invite the destiny to our house. One more time. When it comes to Ali Warner, yes, like I say, you're a writer. You are also Miss of you're Miss of California. What you were?
That was a very long time ago.
You were beauty.
I was like, whoa.
And why not? Because you had different dreams when you were 15, 16, 17. Yes, we're dreaming. You were a dreamer too.
I competed in beauty pageants. So I was Miss Santa Barbara County, and I competed at Miss California.
And somehow you didn't want to become an actor.
I wanted to.
You wanted
to?
Yeah,
there was a period of time that I pursued it, but I was in high school. I was really young. I was probably like 15 or 16.
It was yesterday.
And I definitely had a manager, and I was going on auditions and stuff like that. And then I think I just had like we've said, like I'm very much a thinker and a writer, and like that's kind of where I felt the calling to go to. So when it came to, yeah, exactly. And when it came to like selecting where I was going to go to school and stuff like that, I decided to major in English. Because I eat books. Like, I'm obsessed with books. So I think that was kind of where my heart just led to. And I think ultimately my ultimate dream would be to become a writer professionally. So we'll see if that actually will ever come into fruition. Knock on wood.
We put this in the universe today. And I know that the retrograde is interesting.
Like the magic of this day.
You know, for you, yes.
But I did minor in performing arts, so I read a lot of scripts.
That could be another thing. You can go and work looking and pre-screening scripts.
Could be both way. Could be actors and writers.
I could, exactly.
Oh, you can get involved in helping
and
Polish Film Festival because they need people watching
right
TV. You know, so you can work.
You know, it's not like accident that we meet here.
No, it's the universe working. So
like I said, we'll be in December. We'll be meeting so many people in Warsaw too and Krakow and stuff like that because like Natasha works at Lionsgate, and that's a pretty big company. And yeah, she is a USC graduate, and you know, she just has this good vision what she wants to do. You know, she loves trailers, and she works in a creative part of releasing the big releases that we see right now on a big screen. This child, 24 years old, you know, and got a really good point of view, and she knows what she wants in life.
That's very important.
24,
you have to know what you want.
The dreams, and her dreams is bigger, completely different with mine dream, but you know, we all have it. Then Anna, again, how you spell your name for everybody who wants to learn over and over in Hollywood, how to maybe contact you. One more time, your name?
Anna Prus.
If somebody wants to contact you, you can always contact Accent On or Władek Juszkiewicz, LA. Maybe you give us your official...
PolishFilm.org. This is our website.
One more time.
Polish Film... polishfilmla.org.
You see, people need to remember Polish Film
LA.
LA.
This is in Los Angeles.
Dot org. But people say, oh, Polish Film Festival. No, need to be LA.
Yeah.
Polish Film LA.
Because very often I talk here to Hollywood people and ask them to be a juror, and I said, Polish Film Festival. I said, oh, I want to go to Poland. I said, I'm sorry, this is here. Oh,
but you know, soon maybe we'll have this exchange. Anna, if people want to contact you, like I said, you can always write to Władek Juszkiewicz. He has all the magical phone numbers and stuff. We can contact people. Also, Akcent On, of course, you can contact me. But maybe you have something via Facebook. What is the easiest way to get to in contact
really
with you?
I think it's really easy now. You can just, you know, like Anna Prus official now. This is my profile on Instagram, for example. Like Facebook official also. So I think it's really easy. If somebody knows and like in he wants to contact, it's really easy now. Anna Prus, don't forget.
Anna Prus. You still accept friends on Facebook?
Did you send some?
I sent two, but maybe you were busy. But it's just okay. And I think it's just doesn't hyperlink the official one. I tried to post on my post. I don't because I was posting everywhere, but I don't. We'll check again.
Okay, I will check this.
Yeah, I will check this.
But I think I'm using Instagram more. I think it's getting more popular now.
Instagram is more popular. Now, older people like Facebook and younger people like Instagram. Take care of the Facebook
maybe.
And Instagram. You need
about the age. Come on.
Yeah.
In a way, we are like more lazy. And
Instagram is mostly pictures.
Yeah. No story behind.
They're different in terms of what community you're trying to reach. So, like, if you're trying to do more creative stuff, I would go on Instagram. If you're trying to do more community building and like building like a conversation with people, that's where you go on Facebook.
But Anna Prus is available on a Facebook and on Instagram. Then it's no problem when it comes to Mr.
guys.
Okay, when it comes to Rafał, again, could you tell us beautifully how you say it one more time, your name?
I try.
Please tell us your name.
Rafał Zawierucha.
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 You know, we don't let people to worry about how to spell this name because soon when you put Rafał, will be right away Zawierucha.
Rafał
Z Instagram
and Facebook as well. It's like Rafał Zawierucha.
Okay, or again.
You can contact me here. And if you want to meet me, I'm here in Hollywood.
Oh, forever. He's just moving, you know. Or contact Akcent On of Władek Juszkiewicz. Władeczku, we need to a little bit tell people that if somebody feels like helping festival to just being every year bigger and bring more people, more awareness. I think you don't need to be present because we have 600 people available only for the red carpet, but still probably people can donate and they
Can make donation if they want to come. If they don't want to come, they can still can make donation.
How we can get you to? We need to go to your website.
To website and there is a button donate and I click on it and you just there. So it's very easy.
And
but of course, beside the opening, we have 8 days of screening in Lem, Linojo, and Santa Monica, and we need people there too. So I'm already getting people. Even the program is on our website, but it's not yet on Lemley's website. But people are already calling and reserving tickets because there was a documentary called Over the Limit about the gymnast and people they're waiting for the film. I didn't know about it that they were waiting for the film and already mothers of the daughter which are in gymnastics, they're calling me and they're reserving tickets because these documentaries are free. So it have to be, you know, ahead of time to reserve the ticket. And so especially if you want to see for sure.
Yeah, and this is like 10 days of really amazing selection of movies. It's like 70-something, you said? How many films?
86 movies this
86.
Year. 86. Only 86.
Only 86 and students.
Last year was 100, so this is only 86.
And young people, students, the tickets are?
Free.
Free! Then you can be cultured for free.
It's great.
And really understand that this is not really in Polish, because even when films are in Polish, they are
having subtitles, every film, if it's not in Polish. And for everybody, documentary, shorts, and animations are free. And everything, including features, are for students free too. So,
and one more time, October.
Start October 17 and goes through October 25th.
And website?
PolishFilmLA.org.
Yes, and please, just send some money.
It's funny, before we
give us some money.
We all say www.
Send us some money.
Yeah,
donate some money. I'm trying to talk to Vladek and talk to anybody who listens to my show to donate $1 only. Because if we have so many thousands of downloads of this show, or so many people are listening over and over and over, and so many people feel partially Polish, their roots, Polish European roots, they love that they are in Hollywood, they understand the greatness of the young, beautiful minds and creative minds, and my gosh, who we are sitting today with, no word yet to meet Mr. Polański, and we now have Polański on Accent On. And LA Talk Radio brought, and Radek Juszkiewicz, the Polish Film Festival LA brought all these beautiful stars here. And then please, even $1, this could, next morning we can have $500,000.
That's even bring what I, $1.
$1, people.
Bring it, not send it.
We're not talking a lot.
Bring it as well to the film festival.
Oh, yeah, whatever. We can. Or maybe we can bring this big, like, little box
yeah,
and
like
you cannot
box.
Get out. But
not
no,
big box, big
$1. I really, really think people will enjoy and they will smile. If they can just, whatever, you know, $1, or $2 is okay too. You know, but that would be fun because
everybody
can do that. But
you're talking about money, but I want to talk again about Polish films, Polish movies. We've got really great movies in our country.
Yes, and yes, people know that we are deep people. We really have a beautiful history. We have big hearts, and but I think Americans know that. They love Polish people, and we love Americans. All is good. Then, one more time today, I would love to say thank you to my beautiful stars to coming in, my beautiful director friend who just worked so hard to bring every culture practically together, because so many people from different nations are working on the movies, and this is International Polish Film Festival.
Exactly.
Like you repeat and repeat and repeat, food is Polish, vodka is Polish on the opening night, but the rest you really have soup de jour. You can pick and choose whatever you would like to see. And next week I'm hoping Vladek Juszkiewicz will be here, because we still have time. We have still 2 weeks before any time of the film festivals. We can welcome guests, whoever you think they could come, and you too, because you'll be very, very busy there. I'm sorry. But for today, LA Talk Radio Accent on Ilona Europa is so, so thankful to just bring these great stars who are originally from Poland, but now they belong to the world, to
right.
Hollywood for
Thank
sure.
You so much.
That's
Thank
a daydream.
You.
Then, you know, hey, like I said, I'm a singer, no choice. You need to sing how I listen, how I sing for a moment, and then we'll finish show until next.
That was a pleasure. Thank you.
I'm so excited.
It's great to meet you.
Yeah. Let's do Dance and Pray, because it's a little not so sad, but sad.
One more chance to find the love I always Listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.